Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Brady Anderson. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Hairston. Batting third. The shortstop, Melvin Mora. Batting fourth. The DH, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jeff Conine. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Chris Richard. Batting seventh. The catcher, Brooke Fordyce. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Mark Lewis. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Luis Matos. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jose Mercedes. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting second. The shortstop, Jose Valentin. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Maglio Ordonez. Batting fifth. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Carlos Lee. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Herbert Perry. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Chris Singleton. Batting ninth. The catcher, Mark Johnson. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ken Hill. And now, play ball. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ordonez. Anderson reaches second base with a double. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hairston bunts towards the mound. Hill fields it and throws to first for the out. Anderson moves to third. One out. Melvin Mora is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mora hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham fields it and throws to home to get Anderson. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. There goes Mora. The throw from Johnson and he is out, Durham applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Durham takes first base on ball 4. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mora fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mora fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Conine batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Conine takes first base on ball 4. Chris Richard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. There goes Conine. The throw from Johnson and he is safe. Conine steals second. Chris Richard is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Richard takes first base on ball 4. Brooke Fordyce batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Fordyce hits a pop-up towards short. Valentin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lewis hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Singleton. Lewis reaches second base with a double. Conine scores. Richard goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Orioles. Luis Matos is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Matos hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Ordonez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hairston scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hairston scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Anderson takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Hairston batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hairston is 0-for-0 in the game. Hairston hits a fly ball into center field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Melvin Mora is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mora is 0-for-1 in the game. Mora hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lee, who is chasing the ball. Mora reaches third base with a triple. Anderson goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Orioles. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mora scores. It's 4-0, Orioles. Jeff Conine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conine is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Conine hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bell moves to second. Chris Richard is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Richard is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Richard takes first base on ball 4. Bell moves to third. Conine moves to second. Mark Burley now pitching. Brooke Fordyce is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Fordyce is 0-for-1 in the game. Fordyce hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bell scores. Conine scores. Richard moves to second. It's 6-0, Orioles. Mark Lewis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Lewis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burley fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Richard moves to third. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Herbert Perry is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lewis juggles the ball. That's an error on Lewis. Chris Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton bunts towards the mound. Mercedes fields it and throws to first for the out. Perry moves to second. One out. Mark Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Johnson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Durham is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Durham is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Luis Matos is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Matos is 0-for-1 in the game. Matos hits a ball on the ground towards third. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Anderson takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hairston is 0 for 1 in the game. Hairston hits a fly ball into right field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Melvin Mora is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Mora is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Mora hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Valentin is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fordy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Conine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ordonez is 0 for 1 in the game. Ordonez hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Albert Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jeff Conine is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Conine is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Conine strikes out. 2 outs. Chris Richard is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Richard is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Richard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hairston scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Carlos Lee batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lee is 0 for 1 in the game. Lee hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Herbert Perry is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Perry is 0 for 1 in the game. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mora fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooke Fordyce is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fordyce is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Fordyce takes first base on ball 4. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lewis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Lewis hits a fly ball into center field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Luis Matos is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Matos is 0 for 2 in the game. Matos hits a ball on the ground towards third. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. Fordyce moves to second. 2 outs. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Anderson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. Anderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chris Singleton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Singleton is 0 for 0 in the game. Singleton hits a fly ball into center field. Motto settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Johnson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Motto settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Durham batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Durham is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Durham hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Matos. Durham reaches second base with a double. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Valentin is 0 for 2 in the game. Valentin hits a line drive into right field. Konin picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Konin. Durham scores. Valentin moves to second. It's 6-1, Orioles. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hairston is 0 for 2 in the game. Hairston takes first base on ball 4. Melvin Mora is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mora is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Mora strikes out. 1 out. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There goes Hairston. The throw from Johnson and he is out, Durham applying the tag. 2 outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ordonez is 0 for 2 in the game. Ordonez hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 2 in the game. Baines hits a fly ball into center field. Motto settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lee is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lee hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Herbert Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Perry is 0 for 2 in the game. Perry hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Konin. Perry reaches second base with a double. Lee goes all the way around to score. It's 6-2 Orioles. Chris Singleton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Singleton is 0 for 1 in the game. Singleton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Perry scores. It's 6-3, Orioles. Buddy Groom now pitching. Paul Konerko pinch hits for Mark Johnson. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Konerko hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the White Sox 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Charles Johnson now catching. Bill Simas now pitching. Jeff Konin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Konin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Konin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chris Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Richard is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks, Richard hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Conin moves to third. Brooke Fordyce is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Fordyce is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Fordyce hits a fly ball into right field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Conin tags and scores. One out. It's 7-3, Orioles. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Durham is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hairston fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hairston. Tony Graffanino pinch runs for Ray Durham. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Valentin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Valentin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Anderson. Valentin reaches second base with a double. Graffanino moves to third. Mike Trombley now pitching. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 0 for 3 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Graffanino tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 7-4, Orioles. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ordonez is 0 for 3 in the game. Ordonez hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Valentin moves to third. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 3 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hairston scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the White Sox 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Tony Graffanino now playing second base. Keith Folk now pitching. Luis Matos batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Matos is 0 for 3 in the game. Matos hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Matos. The throw from Johnson and he is safe. Matos steals second. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. Anderson is called out on strikes. One out. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hairston is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hairston hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Singleton. Hairston reaches second base with a double. Matos scores. It's 8-4, Orioles. Melvin Mora is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mora is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Mora hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Folk fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Ryan Kohlmeier now pitching. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lee is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Lee hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Herbert Perry is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Perry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Perry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lee moves to third. Chris Singleton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Singleton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Singleton strikes out. 1 out. Charles Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Motto settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lee tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 8-5, Orioles. Tony Graffanino is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Graffanino strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.